Belvedere Bucks being represented by their head coach, Darren Wecker, down here his second year with the Bucks. Coach, first, thanks for making the drive down here to visit with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's an exciting time of year, and for you guys, a lot to a lot of work to do, a lot of progress to make. Coming off of last year, what were the biggest things that you targeted as areas of improvement that you wanted to see your team make progress with when maybe you weren't directly there in the summer, so that by the time you guys went to the practice field last Monday now, you guys were ready to go to work?
Yeah, one of the big things that we've been focusing on is just building our culture.
Yep.
You know, one of the small schools in the conference, playing against all the 6A, 7A schools, it's tough. You know, it's a numbers game, and, you know, we try to get our kids as best prepared as possible. But, you know, at some point, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. And so that's what we're really focusing on, is trying to improve our kids, put them in the best opportunity to be successful. And, you know, obviously losing some key players last year, you know, Phil Kolk, Sean Dean, Dalton Voppel, among a couple other seniors. You know, we're not necessarily looking to replace anybody. We don't talk about that, but the kids know that they got to step up, and there's some things that we do expect our younger guys now to do.
I do still see a lot of returning starters.
I was going to say that very same thing. You've still got a lot of returning starters coming back, so that's obviously a good thing.
So yeah, we graduated 7 seniors. Most of those guys played both ways, and so we do have a lot of guys coming back. And so there is a higher level of expectation for those guys. You know, we don't talk about winning conference titles or anything like that. We just talk about being competitive and, you know, be 1-0 every week. And we know that in order to be successful for ourselves, we have to win 5 games to get in the playoffs, and then we can level the playing field and, you know, play some of those other 5A schools. But it's a battle. It's tough. And so that's what we're just really focused on, you know, working hard.
Year two, obviously year one, you have an idea of what you want to do offensive, defensively, but you don't get a lot of time in that first year.
Yeah.
Year two now, do you feel more comfortable that we could start to move in more what you want Buck football to look like? Sometimes, especially if you have some seniors and juniors that have already been in the system, you kind of just want to go with what they're comfortable with maybe year one and not try to make a big change right out of the gate. Where are you at in that process as a second-year coach?
Well, you know, not only is this my second year as the head football coach at Belvedere High School, this is my second year overall as a head football coach. So year one going in, you know, young guy, you think you know everything, and then you realize you know nothing. So that was interesting for me, and a lot of learning on my end, and really trying to get back to the grassroots of it. You know, I think last year we were trying to do too much on the offensive side and the defensive side. You know, we knew who we had, and, you know, we were obviously really excited about having, you know, Phil Cole coming back last year as a senior, and, you know, we had Sean Dean. We had all those guys that we were really excited about, and we were trying to do too much to give them a chance to win and or be successful. So now coming into year two for me and our staff and our program, it's, like I said, getting back to the grassroots, really trying to simplify everything so that the kids can be confident and comfortable, hopefully trust us, we trust them, and we'll just continue to build on that. So just simplification is the big thing.
I was going to say, last year, Austin Housen had probably the quietest, most unknown success story, I guess you could say, of the Nick 10. I mean, he's not only a 1,000-yard passer, but he was the number one passer in yardage last
Correct.
Year.
Yep.
And I don't think a lot of people knew that, and
right.
he's back again this year.
Yeah.
So you've got nice to build on. The question is now, where do you stand on the talent for him to throw to? As you mentioned, Phil Cole is gone,
mm-hmm.
and one of his top receivers, and also the line to protect him. How does it look so far for the offense?
You know, Austin's a great kid. He's one of the kids that we look to be a leader, not only because of his play on the football field, but he's a three-sport athlete. He's, you know, 3.0 GPA kid. He's the type of kid that you want in your program.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's the kind of guy we lean on. You know, last year, at the beginning of the season, we were trying something different offensively, and Austin wasn't playing quarterback the first 2 games. So he led the conference in passing, playing only 7 games at quarterback.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And so, that was impressive, but obviously the end result, as far as the season overall, was not what we wanted. So, again, this year we're looking to him, obviously, to lead us and really find some new threats. We have some guys coming back. You've got August Winter, Josh Hartzell, Isaiah Rhodes, Stephen King, Michael Kurtenbach. Those are all guys that we're going to lean on in the passing game. And I know Austin feels confident and comfortable passing the ball to those guys. And then in the run game, we're really excited about our running backs. We got Joe DeWayne, Dylan Ridinger, and Howie Ghostin. Those are guys that we really rely heavily on in the run game. But up front is where we're going to struggle. And it's nothing against our kids, but we just are undersized compared to the other teams in the conference. So our kids have busted their butt in the weight room. They busted their butt in the off season, showing up and working hard. But again, at the end of the day, it's, you know, we got some of these guys, you know, Hananiga, they got their 6'8", 350-pound guy against our 5'6", 215. And, you know, we got some work to do. So we realize some of our shortcomings, no pun intended, but we're excited about this year. And again, Austin, you know, he's going to lead us, and some of the other guys are going to step up, make some plays.
Well, and when you talk about the fact that Austin led the conference of passing without two games, with two-game handicap, that means you guys were slinging the ball around quite a bit. I think part of that was, you know, you didn't feel comfortable in a run blocking. Again, year two, learning different ways to get different guys involved. Do you want to find a way to get more balanced in that run-pass balance and finding ways to get those tailbacks the ball that aren't traditional, you know, zone running plays? You know, that might not be an option for you guys, but, you know, we can get creative. Is that something you've been focusing on through the offseason?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we're trying to be creative per se. We're, like I was saying before, we're trying to be very simple in what we're doing. You know, pretty much everybody who runs a zone offense, you know, we're going to have inside zone, we're going to have outside zone, we're going to have a trap play and a power play.
Yep.
I mean, that's what people do. That's no secret. It's the execution, and the Jimmys and Joes is what we got to focus on. Do I feel confident? I do feel confident running the football. You know, myself, I'm an offensive lineman by trade, and that's something that I've always loved to do is, you know, run block, and I want the kids to get excited about that too. But we do realize that, you know, in order for us to be successful, we have to have a healthy balance of both. And we know the weapons that we have in the passing game, but we can't rely on that. We can't throw the ball 70 times a game or whatever and expect to go 9-0 or whatever that is. You know, we have to have a balance.
You mentioned before, like you said, you're one of the smaller schools in the conference because by numbers. So what are your numbers on the team this year? I mean, are you able to get a couple more kids that can go just one way, or are you going to be doing a lot of two-way starters?
We will have some two-way starters, not a whole lot. We are improving in the numbers game right now. One of the things that I'm the most excited about this season coming in is that we're going to have freshman football. That's huge. You know, Buck Pride is something that we talk about, and, you know, Buck Pride doesn't have in two teams, you know, varsity and sophomore team. And last year we had to move all of our freshmen up, and we had like a combined fresh-soft team, and, you know, they had a tough go of it. But now this year we have approximately 20, 22 freshmen, so that's awesome. We're really excited about the growth of our program. And overall, from top to bottom, we have about 73 kids in the program. So it's improvement. It's slight and steady, but, again, coming into year two, myself as a head coach, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, and I can't expect that, and so we're going to grind it out.
Okay. Well, Coach, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate your time, and we wish you the best of luck this season. I'm looking for Belvedere to take that step up. I was from last year, and as you said, you're in a learning process just like everybody else was, and I think that extra year now behind you has got to be a big advantage coming into this season, and you said the numbers being up as well. So I'm expecting big things. I'm sure you are as well. At least make take that move. And like you said, the Buck Pride thing, I mean, I've been here long enough. I remember the days of state championships and that. And that's a while ago. We can't sit there and dwell on the past like that. Yeah. But
you got a guy coming up next that's got a ring.
Exactly. Yeah. So, again, thank you so much for being here. Look forward to seeing how Belvedere does this season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.